What you waiting for? You only got one life. And we gon' live it up. So give me the green light. Cause I'm ready to go.
Hello and welcome. I am ready to go. I love that song. It's such a classic WrestleMania theme song. It's so good. But yes, I am ready to go here back again for the second episode of That Guy's Wrestling Podcast. And if you didn't know already, I am that guy. So if you ever see me out at a wrestling show or out in public or even just shopping at Target and you want to say, hey, look, it's that guy, feel free, go right ahead. Because that's me. So thank you everybody for listening to the first episode. Thank you for all the support, all the likes, all the follows, all the tweets, all the friends, all that other good social goodness. Thank you from socially liking me from a distance, and doing that, to keeping us all safe and sound and clean and whatever else. But I do appreciate all the love, and I hope to keep, you know, entertaining you and getting better each and every single week, or even more often. Anyways, so as I start each week, I like to focus on something that I liked from the past week or so in professional wrestling. And this week I got a few things that I really enjoyed. We're going to start with a simple thing, a little bit of WWE merchandise. Now, if you watch their shows, you will typically get bombarded with commercials, you know, for all the new shirts and belts and the sales and the promotions and whatever else they are doing, because nobody pushes more merchandise than the WWE. And they know how to pull at the purse strings of their customers. And they do such a good job with this when you go to events, especially the big events, the WrestleMania events, the big pay-per-view events. They love selling those shirts that say, I was there. And it has the logo of the event, the date, and some of the wrestlers that were part of it. And so you almost feel like, you know, you have to buy it. Like, you spent all this money, this time to go to this event, and they're selling a shirt just for you to let you know that you were there. Well, this year for WrestleMania, since you can't be there, they are selling a shirt that says, I wasn't there. Now, whoever thought of that deserves some kind of promotion or raise or marketing, whatever, because that's such a great idea. It no longer applies to just the 70,000 people that would have been there to potentially buy the I was there shirt, but the millions of people all around the world who are going to watch the show who weren't there get a chance to buy that shirt that says, I wasn't there. That is great. In the ring, I love what they are doing with Daniel Bryan and Drew Gulak. It's always great when talented wrestlers, talented entertainers get a chance to shine, and it really appears that Daniel Bryan has taken a liking to Drew Gulak. He's great. He is an entertainer. He's got personality. He's got skill in the ring. He's a terrific performer, so it's nice that he's getting a chance to perform, you know, wrestling with and against Daniel Bryan, with and against Cesaro and Shinsuke Nakamura and Sami Zayn, really getting to show that he is, you know, one of the more underrated wrestlers in the world. And for something else that I like this week, I'm going to give you a little bonus and go to the AEW Dynamite show that gave us the Exalted One, which was Brody Lee. I thought that was really cool. And I love the idea that he gets a chance to shine on his own, no longer being a cult follower, but more of a cult leader. Broken Matt Hardy made his debut as well at the end of that episode. Again, such a talented performer, someone who's been able to reinvent himself over the years, but whether it was Matt Hardy version one, you know, obviously being a part of a tag team with his brother, a high-flying, energetic Hardy boys, and, you know, this Broken character, it's just so off the wall and oddball. And I really, you know, it's unfortunate that he didn't get a chance to really dive into it as much as he probably would have liked in the WWE. But, you know, in this case, he He did. He's going to get that chance in AEW. And so that's pretty cool. And then I do want to say that, you know, each week I'll probably throw in a little AEW talk, you know, mention them more if need be. But most of my focus, most of this podcast, most of the discussion will likely be on the WWE. It's the company that most of us have got most of us into professional wrestling. Most of us have been following them the longest because they do have the longest history of, you know, of being a successful company. They're the biggest company in the world. They're the best at what they do. They are not perfect, not at all. They make plenty of mistakes. There's things that you can change, but overall, they are the best wrestling company in the world. So that's where a lot of my focus will be. I'm not biased. I'm not a WWE homer. I'm very much supporting AEW. I was at the rally in Jacksonville. I'm rooting for them to succeed. I want them to be good. I want them all to succeed. I used to go to the original, back when Impact was TNA. Me and my brothers and my friends, we used to go to Universal Studios in Orlando, Florida to watch the tapings, to watch some, you know, unknown nobodies that I don't know if you've ever heard of, the AJ Styles and Samoa Joe's, Abyss and Christopher Daniels and Petey Williams, all these guys who just really got an opportunity to shine. And it was great. And I, you know, again, was happy to go and support and give these companies a chance. I'm rooting for them as well. And I can't believe that they have been around since 2002. That's incredible. When I looked that up a little while ago, because I couldn't remember the dates. You know, sometimes I'm bad with dates and numbers and things of that nature, but I couldn't remember when it was. And to see that they had been around for 18 years is just like, it was mind-blowing to me, because it has seemed over that time period so often they've been near death. They've been sold. They haven't had TV. They've switched channels, whatever else, but they're still going. They're Impact Wrestling. So, you know, good for them. I'm happy. Again, more opportunities for these wrestlers, for these performers. It's a tough industry. It's a tough job to have. I mean, you're on the road, you're traveling, you're beating yourself up, you know, you're getting your body hurt, broken, injured. It's a tough thing to do. It's a tough, you know, a tough industry. And I say that not just from a performer standpoint, but from an owner standpoint, from a promoter's standpoint. That's why the WWE has been the most successful. There are very few people as stubborn as Vince McMahon is, and the McMahon family. And so, you know, Ted Turner, when he owned WCW, he did well for a while. And when Jeff Jarrett was running TNA, they were doing well for a while. And, you know, I'm again rooting for AEW, but let's see, you know, all of these companies like running week after week after week, no breaks, no off season, no time to recuperate. You know, it does take a toll. So, you know, the McMahon family has been able to do it. They've been able to continue to thrive. They certainly have had their ups and downs, you know, and again, depending on who you're talking to, they're either up or down right now. I'll try and cover all of it. I'll try and talk about all of it, but right now it is WrestleMania season. It is, you know, the biggest time of the year. It's when we should be talking about the show of shows, but unfortunately it's being drowned out by the, you know, again, by the coronavirus, this pandemic that's just affecting all of our daily lives. Now, in case you didn't already know, beyond watching and talking about professional wrestling, I do have a day job and I am a school teacher. I spend my days, you know, imparting wisdom on small children. And it is very interesting right now as we move forward, because we can't go to school. I can't go to work in the typical fashion. I will be trying to teach a bunch of small children online as we navigate through this. And so I've had to change and adapt to what, you know, what I typically do, and so many people out there have as well. And so, like I said, I will mention, you know, world issues, but honestly, the focus right now will be how it affects professional wrestling. And so WrestleMania is coming up, and it is no longer in front of 70,000 people in Tampa Bay. It's no longer at a big, giant stadium. It's at the Performance Center in Orlando. It's not on one night. It's now on two, and it's now in front of no crowd. So that being said, we know what's going on with it. What would you have done if you were the WWE? If, you know, as we moved into this time of uncertainty, would you have postponed it? Would you have canceled WrestleMania altogether? Would you have done what they did and tried to stick with it, you know, on the same date? You know, I'd love to hear your thoughts, your opinions, and I'd like them to be as realistic as possible. Like, you know, if you say that you would have postponed it, well, how would you have done that? You know, how could you have moved all these storylines that they had in place? If you would have kept it all in one night, how would you have done that? We know now that it's being taped. It's going to be taped ahead of time and not shown live that night. Do you agree with that decision? If not, what would you have done differently? Well, from my perspective, I'm glad that it's still on. I am sad that it is in the situation that it is because I had tickets. I was supposed to be there. It was supposed to be the 8th WrestleMania that I would have attended. It was supposed to be my wife's second WrestleMania, my oldest son's second WrestleMania, and my youngest son's first WrestleMania. So it was supposed to be a wonderful family vacation, and now it's not. Now it's something we're going to watch on TV. But that being said, we had no choice. They had no choice. There were storylines in place. We had a Royal Rumble winner challenging, you know, Drew McIntyre challenging Brock Lesnar. You couldn't push that off until May or June or July because we don't even know if the situation will be similar or, you know, as far as public gatherings. You couldn't have, like, just had them fight on a Monday Night Raw and then said, oh, we'll have a rematch whenever we have WrestleMania. And that just wouldn't have worked. And Edge and Randy Orton have this wonderful storyline that's being built for them to fight and to blow off this rivalry in a big match. And same thing, you couldn't drag it out for two more months or another month or 3 months, you know, just wouldn't work. So in my opinion, having it now is the right idea. Having it over two nights, I understand that as well. I don't like that they're trying to, like, cover why and say that it's too big for one night, like this tagline of two, you know, we're not dumb. I'm all for them taking chances and doing things I don't agree with, but I don't like when they try and, like, do something that almost, you know, doesn't quite, actually, I don't want to say treat us like we're dumb, but it kind of insults the intelligence a little bit. We know it's not too big for one night because they clearly wanted to have it in one night. We know that the government says you can't have more than a certain number of people in a building at one time. So I get that you don't want to market that either. You don't want to say too big for the coronavirus to have in one night. So that wouldn't work as well. That probably wouldn't sell a lot of t-shirts. So I'm glad they're not doing that. But you know what? It is what it is. It's in two nights. It's going to be taped ahead of time. And that, I hate that it's being taped and we're not watching it live, but I totally 100% support that decision. I mean, what would happen if sometime between now and when WrestleMania was supposed to happen, if Roman Reigns or Goldberg or John Cena or Bray Wyatt or any of these main event matches, Brock Lesnar or Drew McIntyre, what if any one of them came down, you know, with the coronavirus? Not only would they not be able to perform, but they've been in proximity with all the other wrestlers, and it might derail the entire show. So they really didn't have much of a choice, in my opinion. They're kind of working with what is essentially, like, the only option, their worst case scenario, but they're doing it. And so they have, you know, again, don't have a lot of choice. They're rolling with the punches, in which, you know, most of America is at the moment. Most of the world is at the moment. We're kind of all just rolling with the punches, doing what we got to do. And so I'm grateful for them. I'm glad they're doing it. I do hope they come back to Tampa in a couple of years. I know they're going to Los Angeles next year. I hope they reward the city of Tampa for just, you know, they put money, they spent money, they spent time, they made arrangements, you know, to prepare for what would have been a week's worth of events. And, you know, it's out of everybody's hands, unfortunately. So I do hope they reward the city. I do hope they come back. I'm also a little selfish. I live in Florida, so of course I want it to be in Florida. I wish it was like in Florida every year, but you know, Los Angeles is a little too far to travel, especially again as a school teacher. It's a little tough to take that much time off to fly across the country. So that's what I would have done. I do like it. I'm glad they're going to have it. So like I said, I want to hear what you think. I want to hear what your thoughts were. I want to hear what you would have done if you were in this tough and difficult decision. So thank you again for listening. Thank you for following along. I look forward to continuing to interact with more of you. I've gotten some nice messages, some nice comments. I would like to eventually take some, if you have any questions you want me to answer, or if you have any topics you'd like me to discuss, feel free to shoot me an email, shoot me a message. Again, you know, tweet at me, whatever you got to do. That Guy's Wrestling Podcast. So thanks again for listening, and stay tuned, like, subscribe, and I look forward to producing more entertaining content for you. Thank you very much.